Surgeries around the country have been called off and appointments cancelled as tired and frustrated allied health workers strike over pay. If you're wondering what exactly an allied health worker is, they're basically the health staff who aren't doctors, nurses or midwives. They're lab techs, dental therapists, physios and, as one sign put it, your kid's therapist. They say they feel invisible and unrewarded. Health correspondent Rowan Quinn and cameraman Samuel Rillstone have been at the Wellington March.
They say they're unseen and ignored, but today they're making sure their bosses know how they feel about their pay.
It sucks. It really does. My 16-year-old daughter works in a cafe part-time, trying to earn some extra money, and she is nearly on the same wage as myself and my colleagues, and it's not okay.
That's Porirua dental assistant Michelle Lauder.
We're a profession, we're a bunch of professional women, we're doing a fantastic job, and it's time we were recognised.
She's not the only one here today paid about the same as their teenage kids in close to minimum wage jobs. Jane McWhirter screens newborn babies' hearing. She is training as she goes, but points out it's already hard work and they're very busy providing a critical service.
People are getting tired. They're just moving on to new jobs because they're sick of fighting to get a fair pay. They're going to other jobs, supermarkets and things, that they can get the same pay and not work so hard.
This workforce is much smaller than nurses. There are 10,000 of them in district health boards striking today, compared with 30,000 nurses last year. And they do many different roles, often critical to allowing key health jobs to happen. Some of the lowest paid here are sterile technicians like Myla Velassi. They make sure all the equipment and instruments in the operating theatres are safe and clean.
If we are not there, they have to cancel the operations. They can't do anything without our stuff.
And indeed, there have been large numbers of planned operations postponed today. The anaesthetic technicians who work with the high-tech theatre machines are also striking. In Dunedin, physiotherapist Miranda hopes it's not just the district health board bosses taking note.
You know, the public don't always know that the health system's made up of more than nurses and doctors. So being on the picket here today is just really important to raise the profile of all the range of different health professions that are in our health system. You know, the lab technicians, the biomedical engineers, like there's just heaps of people that make the place roll.
The biggest picket's been in Auckland.
Just generally sick of not being able to afford to live a comfortable lifestyle and spend all our time looking after everyone else. I think it's time the government look after us.
The relationship that these workers have with their employer is really poor.
It's 50,000 Kiwis are leaving. Like us, we are leaving for Australia.
The district health boards say contingencies have been put in place to manage today and they'll know the full impact of the strike on services tomorrow.
And if you were listening to Rowan and Samuel's story on radio, we'll put the